Well, Bob, we're out here on the track at Iowa Speedway, just about to kick off the inaugural Iowa Corn Indy 250. Before we talk about that, I understand we've had a pretty important week on the legislative front in Washington, D.C.
It was a great week. The United States Senate passed a renewable fuel standard increase that will take us to 36 billion gallons by 2022. It's a tremendous accomplishment. We're a long ways from the president's desk, but it certainly suggest the direction that U.S. energy policy is going.
Well, looking now to where we are at this venue, loud and noisy as it is, tell me what you think about this race that's right here in the heart of corn production company.
Oh, this is just fabulous. I mean, marrying the Indy cars with ethanol, with this fantastic facility, really tells you our industry is, you know, not your grandfather's ethanol industry anymore. We're moving forward. We're doing new things, better things, and the future is just fabulous. Not just with legislation, but with what's happening in the marketplace and everything else. This is great.
Well, and looking forward, it seems like there's no end to events and meetings that have to do with ethanol these days. We got the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. I think you're going to be kind of a keynote speaker there. We got a big one down in Florida with their Farmed Fuel Summit, I think it's called. Just looking forward, what are some of the things that you and RFA are involved in?
Well, you know, we can't get to every event that there is, but we try to get to a lot of them. Look, the fact of the matter is the American public understands that we need to do as much as we possibly can to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. And there's more than 4 out of 5 Americans think we got to be doing everything. And that's why you see all these events. That's why you see all the attention that there is to ethanol today. And it's not going to slow down. You know, ethanol may not be the solution, the panacea, the thing that's going to get us all the way there, but it's a start. And, you know, what our industry is able to do is pointing the direction of what we as America can do, but what we as Americans must do to become less dependent on imported oil.
And you look at what it does for the environment. I'll tell you, they're going to unveil the first E85-powered chopper here, motorcycle, and they were saying in the press conference for that in the garage when that thing's running, it's sure a lot easier for them to breathe in there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, there's a reason. It's not just about energy independence. It's also about clean air. It's also about rural economic development, which is why, you know, again, right here in rural Iowa, you know, this is the poster child for what our industry is able to do in terms of stimulating economic development and growth all across the country. It may have begun here, but as you see ethanol plants being built now in California and in Arizona and New York and in Georgia and Florida, that same economic development can happen everywhere.
Exactly, and we're seeing it happen. Well, thank you very much. That's Bob Dineen, CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. We're out here at the track at Iowa Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.